Harper Lee died this morning at the age of 89. Quick, what images does that news conjure up? Scowled at the knee of her honorable father, Atticus Finch, or stuck in a tree in her Halloween costume? Tom Robinson, the falsely accused black man maintaining his dignity in the courtroom. To Kill a Mockingbird tells the story of Scout, her brother Jem, and their friend Dill growing up in Macomb, Alabama during the Great Depression, her father Atticus, the lawyer defending Tom Robinson, the black man accused of raping a white woman.
There's been some high talk around town to the effect that I shouldn't do much about defending this man.
If you shouldn't be defending him, then why are you doing it?
For a number of reasons. The main one is that if I didn't, I couldn't hold my head up in town.
A scene from the 1962 Oscar-winning adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird. In 1964, Harper Lee said in a rare radio interview that she was surprised by the response to her story. Here's a clip from the documentary Hey Boo, Harper Lee and To Kill a Mockingbird.
I never expected that the book would sell in the first place. I was hoping for a quick and merciful death at the hands of the reviewers, but I was hoping that maybe somebody might like it well enough to give me some encouragement about it.
Well, we liked it well enough indeed. Then came Go Set a Watchman, written before To Kill a Mockingbird, but set afterward and released just last year. What? Atticus becomes a racist when he grows older, a member of a white supremacist council? We had so many questions, but Harper Lee was probably the most private of American authors, and now we may never get answers. Alice Randall is a novelist and professor of African American and Diaspora Studies at Vanderbilt University. And Alice, you're one of the few people who corresponded with the very private Harper Lee, and just your thoughts today.
Well, first of all, I am saddened. I've lost an ally, one of my mentors, and just America has lost one of our most profound political writers.
Yeah. Well, when you say ally, let's tell people, in 2001, your novel, The Wind Done Gone, which parodied Gone with the Wind, was stopped by a Georgia court, but Harper Lee was one of many who wrote in support of you. You sent her a thank you present. Tell us about that exchange, because she wrote you back.
Well, I sent her a present, a julep cup, and she wrote me back the most amazing letter in which she compared The Wind Done Gone to the Iliad, which is shocking good praise. And she also said that she was putting that julep cup in her will. But more importantly, she started a conversation about the importance of looking at race in America and supported my work and made it very clear that she understood that she was a political writer and that this was very, very difficult.
Yeah. Well, because you are African-American, you parodied Gone with the Wind, which is embraced by so many white Southerners. And she wrote, "What you did took the rarest kind of courage. It won you the respect of all people of goodwill. To go against the merely popular version of a cultural era is one thing. To take on a much clung to myth is awesome, like rewriting the Iliad." And I'm wondering in reading that, it just now it resonates so because she, in some ways, did the same thing with Go Set a Watchman. She, in some ways, took what we thought about Atticus Finch and turned it on its head.
Absolutely. Harper Lee, in the 20th and in the 21st century, was willing to call the nation to conscience. And she was able, in the 20th and 21st century, to achieve a large audience because she created a voice that people wanted to listen to. I think about Mockingbird that it was almost an etiquette book, and it said that if we were curious like Scout, principled like Atticus, and industrious and insightful like Calpurnia, we could build a new world. But Watchmen said something far more adult. It asked us to be better than our fathers, better than our mothers. It required that we recognize that our world is raggedy and rotted, and we have to wholly reimagine and reinvent the thing that no small fixes would do.
That was brave. Right. Atticus was, everybody wanted Atticus to be their father. And then he ages, as she shows us in Go Set a Watchman, to a man who says that African-Americans aren't ready for civil rights. And in some ways, as you just said, he corrodes in some ways as he gets older, maybe exposes something that he already had, but it's taking the what are the kinds of glasses, the rose-colored glasses off.
Well, we're learning that Atticus belonged to a white citizens' council. We're learning the rest of the picture. Now, I think the Atticus of To Kill a Mockingbird is a high ideal for America that we should all try to achieve. That Atticus is a white man who risks his life and his community standing to defend a black man. If the South had been full of people like that, we wouldn't be exactly in the conditions that we are today. The Atticus of Watchmen is a far more complex creature, and he is the person that black, white men and women, that all of often we are very complex with contradictory motivations. And Harper Lee chose to write about that.
Well, let's go back to Kill a Mockingbird, which you teach to your students at Vanderbilt. And you've told us in the past that African-American students often responded differently from white students. How so?
Well, a lot of them identify with the man on trial for being raped. But we all respond to the courage, that idea that when you are licked before you begin, but you begin anyway, and you walk through it to the end. And that's the kind of courage that Harper Lee had. And that is the kind of courage that she's calling on the nation to have. And I think one of the things that she says in the original Atticus, Atticus says, every mob in every little southern town is always made up of people you know. Hmm. Well, it turns out in the second book, Atticus was a part of the mob. But with the second book, Nell Harper Lee proved again, she's never a part of the mob.
What would you want to have asked her, either about the second book or Atticus? What would you have wanted to know from her?
Well, about the second book, I would have asked her, did it feel wonderful to finally get that book published? And were you sorry that you couldn't get the kind of great editing on that book that you got on the first book that would have allowed it to be perhaps even a stronger speech? I would have also asked her, when you named Calpurnia, were you thinking of the Calpurnia that we know from Shakespeare who lied? I have so many questions I want to ask her, but I think the most important one, did it ever seem too hard? I think putting two books into the world, one in the early middle of her life and one at the end of her life, that called the nation to conscience and started so much controversy, was difficult. I wanted to know who was by her side like she was by mine.
Well, for a long time, we know that it was her childhood friend upon whom she based Dell.
Yes, and her sister. We can't forget her sister Alice, who she dedicated the book to and who was a prominent lawyer in Alabama. And I think that she had allies. I think she also had herself, as we all must, people of principle and conscience must have.
You mentioned the childhood friend. That was Truman Capote. And Calpurnia was the housekeeper. But why do you think Harper Lee was so private?
That I don't know. And particularly, as I said, she wrote me a letter and then wrote back. We exchanged several letters. And she was very candid and forthcoming. One of the things she said in I think the last note she wrote me was, when you're my age, surprises still happen, not all of them good. And I think the death today is a very bad surprise.
Yeah.
But the facts of her life, the way she lived literary courage, that's a very good surprise.
And by the way, I want to make sure we've heard this from you, because we were talking about how your students react differently. Maybe some African-American students responded more or, you know, could identify more with Tom Robinson, the falsely accused black man. But you growing up, you felt Scout?
Yes. Well, I've said that the world can be divided between Scouts and Scarlets. I was born in 1959. The first book was published in 1960. Basically, all of my life, that book has been alive in the world for me. It taught me to be afraid of courtrooms. That was an irony. Miss Lee spoke up for me in a courtroom, but she taught me to be afraid of courtrooms. But ultimately, I'm a Scout, that you're thinking that intelligence, curiosity, and learning from your elders will get you through.
Author Alice Randall on the death of To Kill a Mockingbird author Harper Lee. It's Here and Now.